Bible stories are always fun and always confusing. It's so interesting that in the Old Testament, when people lost sight that God is universal and God is the allness and God is everywhere, when people lost sight of that, then they lost sight of many things. They lost sight of their divinity, they lost sight of all these beautiful things. And they built a great and wonderful temple. And they wanted the temple to reach up to heaven. And they built it higher and higher and higher and higher. And the people were thinking that they were so superior because they have built this temple to God, this temple to heaven. And it was called the Tower of Babel. And the Tower of Babel, 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 Babel is quite significant with Babel, you know. The Tower of Babel was built by these people who felt they were so superior and they had such a relationship with an exterior God, you know. And so, the divine within all these people who said, look within, look within, look within, look within yourself, look within yourself, look within yourself. And they wouldn't do it. They continually looked outward for God. And so the divine within each one switched them into a variety of languages. So they began to speak in tongues. They spoke many languages. Tongues, many languages. They spoke in tongues, many languages. They spoke in tongue, many languages. And we're still speaking in many languages around the world. And the one language that they spoke, or at least were speaking before, was the language of divinity, the language of seeking God within themselves, seeking God, you know. And then the seeking God within themselves turned to the seeking God outside of themselves because that was how they wanted to do it. Well, in the story of Jesus, we have him in the upper room with his disciples. And the disciples were arguing with Jesus about what they should do and how they should do it and how they should live. And Jesus said, go within to the Father, and the Father who knoweth all reveals all to you. Go within, go within, go within, go within. And so then they persisted in seeking Jesus as their outlet and a God outside of themselves. And so then he, in one interesting little illustration, had them all speaking in tongues. So they could not communicate with one another. They could not understand what the other was saying. They could only understand what they were thinking within themselves. And they thought they were thinking the most brilliant things. Instead of thinking that the divine in them was doing all this and that the divine in them was the ultimate of all. And so, actually, those who speak in tongues were the idiots. They were the people who lost sight of their divinity. They lost sight of their direction to God within themselves. And as the Tower of Babel, Babel, as we use the word, we babble on without saying anything of consequence. Babel, doing something, thinking something, speaking something without any consequence. It's the same thing. And Jesus, in having these disciples and the others speak in tongues, was because they were forgetting the message. They were forgetting the message. And he didn't have a perpetual thing. It was just whenever they forgot the message, whenever they forgot their divinity, whenever they forgot their spiritual qualities, then they babbled. Then they spoke in tongues. And that was not a compliment that they spoke in tongues. It was not a detriment either. It was just an indication to them that they were off track. And when we get off track, then we talk, we babble. We babble about nothing. We talk in indescribable language. And in speaking in this indescribable language, it might be French, German, Italian, who knows what various other things it might be, but it isn't. Because no one recognized it. No one recognized it at the Tower of Babel, and no one recognized it in the upper room. And Jesus said, oh, I'm going to have to leave so the comforter can come, because you're hanging on me too much. I'm going to go. And then he let them all speak normally again, and he let them go. You see, people who are so concerned with speaking in tongues don't realize that speaking in tongues is not a compliment. That speaking in tongues is like Jesus saying, "O ye of little faith, I teach you how to go within and listen to the Father and have all be revealed to you, listen to the divine within you and have all be revealed to you, and you continually listen without. You! I said to you, Lazarus is only sleeping, but you are his sisters, because you are so close to him, but he's not there, and you are so sad about it. And I tell you, he only sleeps, and you will not listen." You see, if we would listen to the words of Jesus, if we would listen to what he teaches and what he taught and what he shares and what he shared, we would find we have the answers to everything. And we do not have to speak in tongues. When we were talking today, in our thought for today, our words are so powerful, the absolute philosopher, our words are so powerful that our thoughts are so powerful that we don't have to speak a word and they are put through. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable. These are the things that we want to do. And that's the story of the Tower of Babel. That's the story of speaking in tongues. And as Jesus said also, as another little aside, that no harm can come to you. But he didn't say put yourself in harm's way. If you believe in the divine within yourself, you can walk through a den of rattlesnakes and never be touched. But if you don't believe in your divine self, don't go walking through those rattlesnakes, because you don't believe that you'll be untouched. And people in many religions go out and they tempt the principle. Christian Scientists tempt the principle by saying, "We believe." And so then they do not get a doctor for their children. Or their children may not believe. Or their belief may not be strong enough to see their child. But, and I come back to this always, if they believed, their children would not be sick in the first place. If they believed, there would be no rattlesnakes around that would be disturbing them. If they believed, they would be living in the purity, the harmony, the goodness, the wholeness, the right action at all times. And you see, we don't tempt God. We don't tempt the divine. We don't tempt anything. We don't drive foolishly and say, "I'm surrounded by God's pure white light of love." We drive with wisdom, because that is the pure white light of God's love. God's blessing, which is what we are, is wisdom and the pure white light of love. God's blessing is not an external thing. It is only the revelation of what already is within us. And so goes the Tower of Babel and speaking in tongues. I love you. I love you. I love you.